But if you're running for, you know, Congress in Los Angeles County, and you're one of 33 assembly districts, one of, you know, 14 congressional districts, and one of, you know, 10 state senate districts, and you got a plethora of candidates. In Los Angeles County right now, we have 14 open seats in the state legislature, and there's probably a total about a, you know, about a 120 candidates running for office. No TV station, and the LA Times and, you know, KCAL Channel 9, they can't cover the campaigns of 120 candidates. They can't allow free debates of 120 candidates. It's not possible.
Do you think that the Internet could serve some purpose in that area?
Now you're talking something totally different. If there's going to be any significant campaign reform, I think it's going to come across as the Internet.
Well, explain that in more detail.
I'll tell you in more detail. Right now, the difficulty the campaign managers have in a political campaign is that the candidate and his or her campaign has to be the prime motivator of getting the voters' attention. And what I mean by that, voters don't sit around and say, gee, I wonder if we're going to hear from candidate A running for the assembly or senator or Congress today, and or they get a piece of mail or hear something. Do they take action necessarily as to what the other candidates are? In other words, I got to force feed the information to them. I got to try to get them into the mailbox or get them.
It's a push situation
it's
rather than a pull
situation.
Yeah.
But I believe as voters become more and more aware of the Internet, become more and more skilled with the Internet, knowing now, by the way, if they don't know how to spell the word, they don't have to go get a dictionary. They'll have the computer all but does it and spells them correctly for them.
Right.
That with web pages and home pages, people are going to know that as Election Day comes around, they can very easily access the web pages of the candidates running for office. And I think you're going to find that for a, without having to pay the U.S. government postage fees, without having to pay television stations and radio stations exorbitant, you know, advertising fees, they're going to be able, at a very low cost, be able to continuously get your message across to voters, and voters are going to be very easily be able to access that information.
In fact, I've just been working the last few days setting up some podcasts,
mm-hmm.
which allow people to subscribe to the podcast and automatically download text, audio, and video from the creator of the podcast, which means that candidates could set up podcasts and have someone follow them around with a video camera and edit it at the end of the day and set up their own television station, in essence, on the Internet for their campaign at a relatively low cost.
Yeah, see, up until now, everybody talks about the money in campaigns and too much money in campaigns, but no one's ever talked about how to reduce the cost of campaigning. For example, candidates now running in the next year's June primary are going to pay exceedingly more for their direct mail because the postage rates just went up.
Right.
I mean, my goodness, when I first started running, doing political campaigns 30 years ago, it cost 2 cents to get the 2 cents in postage to get a piece of mail out. Now it's 17 and a half. I think it's going up to 20 cents.
So do you think all that will essentially force people onto the Internet or encourage them to use the Internet more?
I believe what the Internet is going to do in modern technology is significantly reduce the cost of what it takes to be able to communicate to the electorate. And all of a sudden, you don't need $5 million to get elected to the state senate. You do not need $1 million to get elected to the state assembly or $1 million to get elected to the house. And you could do it for $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. That itself will be significant campaign reform. And that is what I think you may very well see in the future.
Okay.